Service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His name, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we say together the Gloria on page 356. Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Let
us pray. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accept them, accomplish them, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David and all the people with him set out and went from Baal-Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who is enthroned on the cherubim. They carried the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were driving the new cart for the Ark of God, and Ahio went in front of the ark. David and all the house of Israel were dancing before the Lord with all their might, with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the Ark of the Lord had gone six paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. David danced before the Lord with all his might. David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. As the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. They brought in the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place, inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before the Lord. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts, and distributed food among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, to each a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. Then all the people went back to their homes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 24 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it.
The world and all dwell therein.
For it is he who founded it upon the seas.
And made it firm upon the rivers of the deep.
Who can ascend the hill of the Lord?
And who can stand in his holy place?
Those who have clean hands and a pure heart.
Who have not pledged themselves to falsehood, or sworn by the oaths of God.
They shall receive a blessing from the Lord.
And a just reward from the God of their salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek him.
Of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates. Lift them high, O everlasting doors.
And the king of glory shall come in.
Who is this king of glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty and battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates. Lift them high, O everlasting doors.
And the king of glory shall come in.
Who is he, this king of glory?
The Lord of hosts. He is the king of glory.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, together of all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things, according to his counsel and will. So that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Jesus and his disciples, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I have beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he had heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask of me, I will give you even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I love watching and listening to kids that are really excited about something that excites them. I think about Stella. Okay, it's a little bit bizarrely, I thought. She liked to watch YouTube videos of life hacks. And so when I asked her, what are you watching? She'd tell me excitedly about, you know, the newest life hacks. And she'd get very animated. And one of her favorites is that you can put celery in the dishwasher to clean it. And I said, won't that wilt it? She's like, no, it works perfectly. I saw it on YouTube. But I also like when I see little kids playing with the plastic dinosaurs and they tell me the facts about the dinosaurs. Like the Stegosaurus has a brain the size of a Brazil nut. Or when the Brachiosaurus weighs about 80 tons. Or when the Nigrosaurus has 500 teeth and a kind of squared off jaw. And they get more and more animated as they growl and fight each other. I love that passion, that spirit within them. I don't see it as often in adults, but when I see it in adults, when they're talking about their job, their vocation, or more often when I see it when they're talking about their hobby, their avocation, they become lit up and excited. I think of Willis when I think of this and his rocks, although they're not rocks, but how excited and animated and enthusiastic he is about it. We all have those little things that make us come alive. And I believe that's a gift of the Spirit that we have been given. So today we hear of that Spirit in David. So David is going to get the Ark. And if you remember the stories of the Ark is traveled here and there and everywhere, it was stolen. People said, we don't want it. And so David's finally bringing it into the city of David to put it in a temporary dwelling. And of course, the Ark is not only holds the Ten Commandments, but it's the place where God resides. And so they're bringing God into the city of David. And David calls together 30,000 of his chosen men who build a new cart, and they bring it into the city. And there's tambourines and harps and cymbals and all sorts of music. And David is dancing with abandon in front of the Ark. as it comes into town. And then we get this little sidewalk bar his wife Michal saw, and she was disgusted by it. But then David just kept going, dancing with abandon. And I think about when I did a youth camp, a Christian youth camp about 10 years ago, we were talking about the many ways that God makes a covenant with us, and then we break it. And then God renews the covenant, and then we break it. And we know how the story goes over and over and over. But I had asked them, it was about 40 kids divided into four groups. And I said, so if you were to come up with the rules for living, what would they be? Write down 10 rules on this scroll. And each team did that. And then we rolled them up and we gave them each a shoebox and then had hard time so they could decorate the shoebox. And then they each had a wagon and we brought all the camp staff and we processed this around the camp. And people brought out their instruments, flutes and tambourines and guitars, and we sang as we processed. And the people who liked to dance, danced, and the more introverted people are the ones who pulled the wagons. And we stopped every six steps and just rejoiced, shouted, cheered. And when we got into the chapel and they opened the ark, which don't ever do, put their scrolls on the walls, what I noticed is their 10 rules were pretty good, like pretty much echoed the 10 commandments, except for the first two. Nobody had started with or anywhere on the list, love God with all your heart, or there is only one God, or obey the Lord your God. And nobody had put, do not have any idols, do not put idols before me. And I thought there's a difference in the joy of just having fun together and the joy we have when we are doing what the Lord gave us to do. So David continues to go into town and they bring the ark into its resting place. And then they have a feast. Every man, woman, and child was given a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a little raisin cake, a sweet cake for dessert, every single person. And I thought, what a simple yet extravagant feast for the entire kingdom. And when we think about building the kingdom of God, there's always a feast. We always share food together. We share a meal because that's part of the abundance of God's kingdom. And then today we hear of a very different kind of kingdom and a very different kind of feast. And if you notice, Jesus doesn't speak once in this scripture today. But it's a lesson for us to learn about the kingdom that David was building with God, where everybody was fed and everybody was rejoicing. And then Herod's birthday feast. Herod, the quite corrupt, quite violent, kind of wimpy king. Corrupt government officials, his scheming wife, his daughter who, you know, like what's going on there. So he has this feast for everybody for his birthday, and I'm guessing it wasn't just a cake of bread and a portion of meat. I'm guessing it was a lavish feast. And then he called for his daughter to dance for him, Herodias, and she danced for him and his guests. Now I think about John the Baptist, who was born of Elizabeth in her old age, born of one of the chief priests, how we always hear at Advent, the description, wild hair, and hair shirt, and a leather belt, and he ate locusts and honey. But he was out in the wilderness, and he was crying out for the people of Israel to repent and be saved. Repent and be saved. Turn to God. And he baptized them to clean them of sin and said, turn to God. We've got to do this as a nation. And so after John baptized Jesus, he continued to call out to the people, telling them to repent, return to the Lord, repent, return to the Lord. And so he did that with King Herod. He said, you took your brother Philip's wife as your wife. That's wrong. And Herod was fascinated by him, so he had him bound, tied, put in his prison so he could listen to him, because he was kind of fascinated. Other than it really upset him that he said, you can't have your brother's wife. But after his daughter Herodias danced for them, he said, I will give you anything you want, even up to half of my kingdom. And of course, she said, I want the head of John the Baptist. What a very different kingdom. I think of the dancing of David with abandon before the Lord, and the dancing of Herodias before the king and his courtiers for entertainment. How very different. But what we hear today is that we have a choice of the two kingdoms. And we have these two saints, David and John the Baptist, who are showing us the way, the passion, the aliveness, the fervor, the intensity of working for the Lord, working for the kingdom. And the common factor in all of that, I think, is God. God who created us. God who anointed us. God who fills us with the Spirit and sends us. God who fills us with hopes and dreams and vision and free will, and then sends us out into life's roughest sea or smooth sailing. The God who watches over us and fills us with his mercy and love and grace and puts that passion within us. And I think about these two men, and I think, that's really nice. I don't exactly wish I had that, but maybe a little tiny bit of that. And I think of a quote by Harriet Tubman, who was born a slave, became an abolitionist. And my guess is she also wanted just a tiny bit of that. But what she said was, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and change the world. Each and every one of you, chosen by God. We heard it in Ephesians today that God adopted us, redeemed us, sent us, and we each have that spark within us so that we can make that choice. So we may not be David dancing with abandon and saving the people of Israel and being a just king for 40 years. We may not be John the Baptist, who's willing to be a truth teller until we die. But we each have something within us that God gave us to build the kingdom of God, to bring forth transformation, to envision a different world. I know I've quoted it before. I love it. Howard Thurman, theologian and civil rights leader, said, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. And then go and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. I talked about passion, that spirit, that flame that is ignited within us, that is often associated with angels and God, that passion, that enthusiasm, that filled with the Spirit. And we might say, well, we're old and tired, and that flame is antsy-weansy or it's gone out. It hasn't gone out. When we, like I said last week, trust God, know that God's got us, know that God is leading us, know that God saves us, when we turn to God and trust in God, that flame can come alive when we say, what are you asking of me? What gift do I have? And then bring that gift to the world. Because what this world needs is people who are alive. So what makes you alive? I invite you into a moment of silence. I invite you to stand as you are able and join in saying the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation, came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People are can be found in Form 3, page 387 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 387. Father, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
And that your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially women priests and guerrier priests.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and uphold in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion for those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray for Jeff and Eliza, Annette, Seth, Bradley, Chris, Gail, Kimberly J., Don M., Jim L., Ray, Amanda and Billy, Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Jerry, Cheryl, Jean, Ryan, Cheryl, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Andrew, for our brothers and sisters who serve side of the world.
Almighty God, to whom our needs are known before we ask, help us to ask only what accords with your will, and those good things which we dare not, or in our blindness cannot ask, grant us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I invite you to turn to page 360 for the Confession of Sin. Page 360. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Lord,
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please be seated. In 2 weeks, we're going to have the bishop's visitation. At the back, there's the envelopes if you're interested in more information or to make a donation for the annual bishop's appeal. There's information on the card. This goes to help develop lay leadership and ministries and will be given to the bishop when he comes on his visitation. I'm also having a potluck picnic at my house that day, the 25th. I invite you to come. There is a sign-up sheet downstairs if you would like to sign up to bring something. Please bring yourself in a folding chair, whether you bring food or not. And we need coffee hour hosts, of course. We're also accepting donations. The calendars downstairs for the flowers. We asked for a $30 donation. And as you can see, the flowers today were given in Thanksgiving for the administrator's birthdays, Gary the second, and Connie. I think that's all the announcements I have. Mary has one. Meals for Amanda and Billy. We still need some for July. So if you could call Mary, Mary will help you coordinate a meal either to make it or to buy a frozen dinner and to get it to them. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all in the Word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let's be pleased. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.